I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, listeners. I'm sorry to come to you with sad news, especially after we, you know, we released something the other week that was saying there was a future in this and things. But actually, Laurie and I have... sat down and had a rather difficult conversation.
It's been tough, man.
It's been really tough. Yeah. And it's about, I mean, it was about the future of the podcast. And actually, we've had a big think and we've decided that 58 episodes is probably enough.
It's a good innings, really.
It's a really good innings.
We've done all we set out to do with Pod Shambles. You know, we've really hit every assessment objective we set ourselves in the beginning. And frankly, it's just a good time to pack it all in.
Yeah.
And do what we always wanted to do, which is, of course, raising a family of dogs.
Yeah, exactly. Something else.
Something else.
Something else. And we've hit every cultural touchstone. So thank you so much for your years of patience, shall we say, and all the good times, and
really thank you.
So I'm afraid this is goodbye.
This is the last episode ever.
And hang on.
What's this pod mess?
And get away from the mics.
We come from the future.
Big future.
The future is different and has been unkind to you and your podcast.
And to me and my friend,
particularly
Laurie.
To you, Paddy.
Oh.
We are your future selves and we come with grave warnings.
You don't know what it's like.
You must, at all costs, continue Pod Shambles.
Continue it and make it even better.
The fate of the world, nay, the universe, nay, the very fabric of existence depends on you two boys continuing your bullshit podcast.
You need to up your production costs, you need to make your bits tighter, you need to cut the crap, and you need to be real about this, because the future depends on you, you sacks of shit. We're out of time!
Oh no!
We're back into the portal!
The time box!
Well, I'd love to say that was unusual.
Kind of makes sense,
but
it
does kind of make sense, and well, we did promise we'd do that.
Well, this is true. This is true. Thanks, future us.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, so does that mean we keep? Well, I guess.
Whoa!
We...
What's that? Whoa!
Stop what you are doing right now.
We are from the even further future.
The double future, yes. In this future, my brain has been replaced with that of a tiny bird, but I am still very intelligent, yes.
And my entire body has been replaced with a towel and some jelly. Don't listen to his laughter. In the future, laughter means pain.
Yes, I am very much pain. Please help me. Ah!
Our name is now Pain Shambles, and we did a podcast, and it went very wrong.
It was awful. The fate of the fabric of the universe completely collapsed on top of us.
What you need to do is this. Continue doing Pod Shambles, but do not listen to our previous selves.
No.
You need to do it quite badly.
Yes, you must maintain a level of lack of professionalism that you came to be your hallmark in your future. What did you say?
Do not let the new microphones warp your view of reality. You need to be the same old shit.
Yes, you must be as shit as you ever were. It is important, it is imperative.
But crucially, keep doing it, but more frequently than you used to.
Yes, maintain some kind of schedule, that would be best.
Some kind of schedule, but still allow it to have an element of randomness to it.
The time flows are tugging on my bottom.
Oh no,
my bottom!
Well, that was very contradictory information. But
just, it's a lot to make sense of.
It's a lot to make sense of, but I think, you know what? I think we're capable of that, I guess.
I think we can just about do it, man.
I think we can just about do it. I mean, but we were trying to do a clean intro and a nice goodbye, and I guess
as per usual, mate, it's a complete fucking shambles.
Absolute fucking shambles.
A time shambles!
Hibble,
It's Pod Shambles.
Pod Shambles.
Nice. Well, well, well. We meet again, Paddy Jervis, or should I say Podmax 1.
Ah, across the desk from Captain Havelock.
Welcome back, listeners, to episode... What
59.
Is it? 59.
Yeah, we stopped at a weird time, eh? Like, we were like... I even remember talking about it at the time, being like, well, look, if we need a bit of a rest, we could get to episode 60, call it a series, you know, all that sort of thing.
We didn't do that.
Didn't do that. So now it's 59. I've lit a scented candle.
Oh,
we're now facing each other the first ever time.
We're on some smooth new microphone.
Yes, for any of you that are listening to our other podcast, Idle Fantasy, you'll know that we've got all new gear. Oh, cross promotion. Oh, suck my dong. And we've made all of these lovely little changes to the audio, and now you can hear us in stereo.
It's going to give you so much work to do.
I'm going to forget to edit that. It's just going to be me going, nah, nah,
just but put in the THX. Well, look, we decided to come back because, frankly, we've got a lot of shit to say now, haven't
we? We've got a lot on our minds, and it turns out this was our only vent. So we're now boiled up little pustules of rage and fun.
We've been really suffering.
Gotta unleash it on your sex ears.
Do you remember the last time we recorded this? England had not yet got to a World Cup semi-final, Paddy.
Was that it? So were they in the semis when we talked about it? Or were
I think it was very much the lead up until that.
Oh, okay. And then, of course, they got to the semis and lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Which was our fault, probably.
We watched the game in Glasgow. We watched the final in Glasgow. Yeah. We watched Croatia and French.
I watched the semi on my own, mate, in Scotland. Oh, mate. What a time.
It was a really good time. I actually got... Listeners, you'll be pleased to know, I got really into it in a big way.
Mate, Pads has grown up in the football world. It's
amazing. I've grown up a lot, actually. You know
what?
I'm a new man.
What have you changed about yourself?
I've got longer hair.
Well, yes.
What else?
You haven't cut your toenails since. I can see them from here.
Nope, they're long.
Beautifully curled.
I actually have... No, I'm exactly the same. That's it. I've got slightly longer hair, and I'm wearing a different shirt.
I don't even know if you are wearing a different
shirt. Actually, no. Thinking about it, it's probably the same shirt.
Same shirt.
It's definitely
the same
jeans.
One that says "Death to Pricks" on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Your favourite.
Yeah, but we're back in the saddle again, and it's super exciting.
It really is. We're sorry it's been so long, but also not sorry.
Yeah, no.
Fuck you.
That's the thing. We could spend a really long time being like, "Oh, it's been ages, and we were doing all this stuff." But actually, the truth is, our lives went different, and we did different things, and now we're back in it. So I hope you're ready for another two episodes
before we give up. Well, the other thing that's also been occupying our time, as Paddy mentioned, is Idle Fantasy, our D&D podcast, playing with Pod Shambles guests, Zach Cole and Liam Welton.
Yeah.
Well, Liam Welton being a...
This is a Shambles
this
guest
is a shambles
from the YouTube
channel. Guest, which is great and you should listen to if you have any inclination to like D&D.
Yeah.
It's basically where we put all the energy of Adventure Time into nowadays.
Yeah, exactly.
But look, we've got hot new guests, hot new features, hot new tits. I've got new tits. I was waiting for you to mention it.
I'm wriggling with new kids.
Are you?
Yeah, I've got 10 kids.
That makes it sound like you've got like parasitic worms.
Yeah, no, I adopted 10 kid worms and I'm now keeping them in
adopted
a little...
Adopted is a strong way to say eight accidentally.
I stole. Yeah. Stole and then ate. I've got a little barrel of worms that I'm keeping just to keep us on
so
our toes.
Nice.
And you might be hearing from them later. You won't.
You could say you're going to be opening them. Can barrel at once.
Oh, good. But that's it. We're going to be as we said. We're going to be packed with brand new hot features.
We're going to be as shit as ever.
We're going to be as terrible as you always remember us. But I hope that you welcome our return with open arms and open butts.
We've got some recurring features, which you know. Can you imagine we're actually picking up bits we did last time?
Yeah, absolutely.
Last year, last century.
And if we've forgotten, I mean, we've forgotten all of them. But if we've forgotten any of them in particular, just tweet us at PodShambles or whatever, and let us know what your favourite bit was, and we'll try and bring it back.
But, try and remember.
But we've tried to remember one of them to do again this episode. But,
hey, Pads, though, what I do have
is
I've got loads of new features for you. Because you were doing the bulk of the work on like coming up with ideas and making them like good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. New lorry, new bits.
Yeah.
I've got a whole bag of bits for you, mate.
All right.
Do you want to have a look in my bit bag?
I'd love to have a look in your bit bag. Can I dive right in?
You can dive right in because I've got a bit and it goes a little something like this.
Twitter holidays, Twitter holidays, Twitter holidays. It's gonna be weird.
Yes, that's right.
God, that's loud.
I know, I'm sorry. This is my bit I like to call, I don't have a name for this yet, Holiday for Paddy.
Oh, Well, fun.
Well, because I was thinking, as I mentioned, we went on an excellent holiday to Scotland together.
Yeah.
Last summer. And before that, we went on our holiday to Greece together.
Yes, we did.
Ill-fated trip to Zakynthos.
And before that, we went on a holiday to Italy together.
Yeah, we've done some good holes.
And since then, we went on holiday to Amsterdam together.
Yeah, with Zaki. Yeah. Of course.
I think this candle might have drugs in, by the way, because I'm feeling weird,
it's
man.
It's just the drugs of big holes,
it's
mate.
It's the adrenaline of looking you in the eyes.
It's really too much. I feel like, you know, that trip to Greece, you pretty much organised. The trip to Scotland, my folks organised. Yeah. The trip to Amsterdam, basically, Zach did.
Yeah.
I feel like I owe you some holidays. So what I've been doing is I've been putting together some travel tips.
Okay.
I work at a newspaper now. I went to see the travel desk at the newspaper. It's just a dress desk covered in sand and palm trees.
That is awesome.
Hula girls.
What's the travel editor like?
Just a dick.
Constantly rubbing himself with suntan.
He's got big sunglasses.
Got to leave work early today. Got a flight from City Airport.
In fact, Paddy, the irony is the office is his holiday, Paddy.
Oh my God.
Because every day is a holiday, so work is a
for
holiday.
Bertie Hollybobs.
For Bertie Hollybobs. And basically, I saw he slips over a special, I don't know what you call it, holiday booklet. And I was looking
for a travel journal.
I'll just get it here. I was flicking through some of the some of the tours on offer.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And I thought, this is the one for my friend Paddy.
Okay.
So, have you been to Germany?
Yes, I have. I've never been to any of the like big place. I've driven through it.
Okay. Have you ever been to Mount Wank in Germany?
Do you think that if I had, I wouldn't have mentioned it until now? Do you think that
Looks like your luck is changing, buddy, and you will be able to mention it soon because I have a holiday for you. Yes, you can go to Mount Wank 2.
Oh, great. There's two of them.
No, there's Mount Wank 1 and then the sequel, Mount Wank 2. No, it's probably Mount Wank, isn't it, in German?
Mundwank.
Mundwank. And I thought it just sounded like amazing. The best thing about Mount Wank, other than the name, is that to get there, you've got to go on the Wankbahn cable car.
No, you don't.
This is 100% true. And you have to get an annual wank pass, which is ideal for Mount Wank enthusiasts.
How much does that cost?
Oh, it's the low price, Paddy. A single trip up the wank barn is only 22 euros.
That's so horrid. And what a horrible price.
A wank pass for the whole year is only 114 euros.
Wow.
Let me just read you a couple of choice quotes from the website at zugspitzer.de.
Do you need some relief from the day-to-day?
Those who have already succumbed to the magic of Mount Wank.
Fuck off.
Which we have. Let's be honest, we're both really into this.
Sex pests and weirdos alike.
Will be delighted to know that they can purchase a wank pass. Nature lovers, hiking enthusiasts, and disgusting perverts, aka paragliders, can return to their favourite mountain as many times as they like with this attractive annual ticket.
Oh,
I think the ticket's got porn on it so that when you get up there, it's, you know, you do the wank.
Yeah.
It can be purchased from Mount Wank cable car cash desks during opening hours in about 365 days.
Surely you don't need more than one cash desk.
Children as young as 16 or a 6 rather allowed.
I was going to say 6. Yeah, 16 would be more appropriate.
Yeah, man. I mean, and also the thing is, like, it's got summer seasons and winter seasons.
Yeah,
the
great.
Scenic Mount Wank in Würdenfelser Land is also a popular winter day trip destination, though. Ooh. Wouldn't you know? After a short, wide, and comfortable 4-seater gondolas, visitors can indulge in long winter walks, not wanks, between the top station of the lifts and Wank House. Or go snowshoeing along the high altitude terrain trail all around the summit plateau.
That is fucking terrible. Can you glide off the top of it? Did you say earlier?
But
you can paraglide.
You can paraglide. Also, families with children particularly enjoy racing down Mount Wank on sleds.
Oh my God. I can slip down the fastest, Father.
During the Bavarian Christmas and Carnival holidays, a 200-meter long groomed toboggan run. Groomed is a horrible word to have in there, isn't it?
Mm, come to our flume.
Don't worry, it's safe, children, on the wank flume. It leads downhill from the top station to the former summit lifts towards Rosswank and the valley. For those who don't have their own bob, I think that's genitals.
Okay.
You can simply borrow some free of charge from the top station of the Wankbahn cable car.
Free of charge?
I know.
You know what? That's actually pretty good.
After all that exercise in fresh mountain air,
why
not reward yourself with a delicious treat? Savor Bavarian specialties. That's definitely calm.
God.
On Sonnelheim Sun Terrace or at the Wank House, where everyone's wanking, as well as the magnificent mountain panorama of the Zugspitze. So, Paddy, I've booked us in.
That is fucking brilliant. What did you have to Google?
Oh, a lot of stuff. a lot of stuff.
Is it? Is
a lot of real bad
is
stuff.
Is this travel editor a bit of a shit?
Well, like, you know,
it's an odd thing to recommend.
It's
isn't
a
it?
Lot. I can't speak, but a lot of people were let go 5 years, and somehow he wasn't. And I think he's got some dirt on some
deep
people.
In the shadow of Mount Bar.
Well, you know, should I book us in?
I would bloody love to. How tall is it?
I don't know.
Okay, great.
I don't know. That's you all don't the information
need to.
I've got.
That's fine. Actually, I don't need any more information. I'm not sure. Does wank mean something in German, or have they just arbitrarily? They haven't. Been
I'm
like...
pretty sure the name existed before our predilection for the word. But well, I mean, maybe not. Maybe
you
not.
You're just fucking asking for stag doos there, aren't you? Like, I mean, like that's what I do.
All right, and... boys, we're gonna go now. Yeah, wank.
And then they go, and it would be really disappointing.
Nice. I bet it's beautiful.
Yeah, like a wank car. What was it? Is it a cable car or a bus? What was it?
A
like
cable car up to the top, I believe, or maybe a trainway. I don't know. I need to do more research, Paddy. Do you know what? I just love the name.
Is there a logo?
It's just a big mountain with a lovely white top.
That's very fun. Have you ever been in a cable car?
I have.
What are they like?
Ooh.
Oh, actually, I have too. Yeah, no, they're great.
I thought you just went. No, I've actually got two.
Actually, I've got a cable car. All right, book me in.
All right, sweet. Well, that's going to be the first of many recurring bits when I find you horrible holidays to go on.
Are you going to every episode?
Yep.
You're going to just book us another fucking
holiday. Yep. I told you, I'm full of life, man. I'm full of vigor. This is all what I'm all about.
Oh, you're hot with vim.
Podsham Hall.
Podsham.
If you see any also good holiday destinations, then do get in touch.
Yeah, exactly. You could maybe DM them to us so that Laurie could be the one to just open it. I won't touch our DMs unless they're specifically out, so you can give Laurie more and more options.
And just make sure the first word is wankhouse.
Yeah, exactly.
I know they're for me. Oh, I'm a bit tired, mate. I'm a bit tired.
A bit tired?
Hey,
because of the bit.
Because of the bit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm feeling like you're not totally convinced by that.
I know,
bit.
I love it. No,
really?
It's just the way that we were like, hey, we'll get some old bits, and now you've come at me with this new one. And I think it's just taken me, you know, by surprise a little bit. And I think as they say, you've exposed my bottom. Is what they say.
I've popped your pants down. I've exposed your bottom, but it felt real good. Do you know what, actually, mate? I just need a little breather.
Okay.
Because it felt so good.
All right. Well, we'll take a little breather and then we'll come back
sure
to something.
You sure you're okay? Wait, there's another bit. Here we go. Laurie's second bit. You didn't see that coming, did you?
No.
Cue the music.
Everyone loves a dodge, a cheeky way to get what you want. Yes, everyone loves a dodge, just watch out for the cops. Oh yes, here comes Loz and his dodges. They are not crimes, promise.
Yes, that's right. This bit is called... Did you get it?
Have you noticed, by the way, that over the course of the first 20 minutes of this episode, our roles have reversed?
I know. I'm the excitable one with all the ammo, and you're now like... Yeah, I know. You're like hanging on for dear life.
I'm finding you exhausting.
I think... Yes.
Oh, mate. I think
finally.
We've fucking mind-swapped or something in our time. Sorry, I keep rubbing my arm. And
you're showing off your bicep. It's quite defined. That is new.
It's getting... Yeah,
new pod shambles.
I've got on a tiny bit of muscle, which in comparison to my previous no muscle, actually looks rather good.
Yeah.
But also, I've been eating a lot of raw protein.
Oh, have you?
No.
Oh,
I'd never
wank,
do
on
that.
Mount Wank.
On Mount Wank. I've just been shoveling whey powder and spunk into my shake.
Okay, well, don't get too excited, Paddy, because this is the...
Fuel me!
The second new bit I have. Okay. Now, have you heard the theme tune? You'd have heard it's called Losses and Dodges.
Yeah,
and
I did.
I thought this would be a crafty section, hey, listeners, where I give you my dodges for the week, okay? I'm going to come up with a little way you can get one over on your pals or maybe the man, stick it to them and, you know, a little crafty dodge.
You know what? I'm totally on board. You know me.
I love a grift. You do love a grift.
I'm Hustle Boy.
Hustle
That's
Boy
all the good. Do you remember the show Hustle? I'm like that.
You're like all of them.
You remember that show from 15 years ago?
When they're all like, Kyle. We gotta pretend that Mr. Big Boss doesn't know who we are, but actually we know who he is,
hey.
And we're gonna get all his blood.
Hey boy, give me your wallet.
I better give him my wallet. Yeah. He sounds so assured.
What are you gonna do with it? Well, that's for another time. It's grift.
Loz's Dodges, listeners. It's gonna come back every week. It's gonna be a cool dodge for you and your friends and family to do at home.
Okay, great. What have
you
like?
Do you like the concept?
I love the concept, mate. Okay. As I say, I'm fully on board.
Okay, great.
I love little tips and tricks. Oh, yeah. Life hack.
Life hack,
mate.
Yeah, but it's Loz's Dodges because of that beautiful rhyme that I won't hear anything bad said about.
Yeah, no, it's really good.
Are you ready for this week's dodge?
I'm 100% ready. I'm fucking on board.
Gather around.
Okay.
Gather around. Come here. Okay. Next time. Hey.
Yeah.
next time you go to the shops, you know shops.
I've been to a shop.
You know the big rooms with stuff in.
I've been round a few.
And it's not your stuff, right?
Yeah.
What about?
Okay.
What about this?
Right.
Pop around the shelves. Yep. Have a look at the stuff. Oh.
Oh.
Pack of biscuits.
Oh, I love biscuits. Yeah.
Take them home for tea.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't mind if I do. But what if? What if you were just to pop them in that pocket of yours, eh? Just pop them in there. Oh, just a little free son of fear. You pop them in your pocket.
Okay.
Hey, you come around the corner. Right. You do a roll under the till, right?
Oh,
you,
right.
You hide behind a large man who's walking through the beepers. Beepers
okay.
go off.
Sounding not like a grift, but okay.
It's lots of dodge, right?
Okay.
Shut up.
Yeah, no, okay, yeah.
And you get out of the shop. And you got the biscuits.
Right.
And you didn't have to pay for them. Losses dodges. You got free biscuits in a supermarket with a little roll and a cheeky wink. Losses dodges. Free biscuits
right.
for everyone.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
Is that the bit?
Well, that's the dodge, mate. You get free biscuits. What's not to love about? Everyone loves free biscuits.
Sounds like crimes.
That's very derivative.
No, what you've
that's
done. What very,
you've really reduced it, haven't you, Paddy? You've really taken it down to base level. Paddy torpedoing losses dodges. How predictable.
It's losses
free biscuits, not a crime. It's a cheeky dodge. I'm winking.
Is it? Okay.
I'm winking. You remember the Artful Dodger?
I do.
What was he called?
He was a criminal.
No, Artful Dodger.
Oh.
Not Artful Criminal, not Artful anything.
Not
no.
Crime Art.
Cheeky Dodger, hey? Cheeky Dodger. He's got a whistle and a dodge.
How could you apply this particular dodge to any other place?
Oh, but of course you could. Yeah, so you can go into what about Richer Sounds?
A different shop.
You do need bigger pockets for this dodge.
Okay.
Go to Richer Sounds.
Okay.
You ask to see their most expensive hi-fi system.
You're
going to
rob Richer Sounds.
Okay. And you go, and then you go. Oh, what's that? Is that
my gun?
Is that Elton John over there?
Oh.
And while they're all looking, you put the big speakers in your big pockets.
Yeah.
And then you creep out the door.
It's another
find
crime.
Another big man.
Yes.
Waddle past him. Beepers go off. You're out of there.
What, hang on, but how are you out of there? Are you sure you're out
of
there?
Yeah, you're just taking the free spot. Well, I just got these speakers of Richard Sounds. What's the problem, officer?
What's the
problem?
Wow.
Losses dodges.
Is
copyright.
I want to know where this bit goes next week because, I mean, what's...
I want to be another crafty dodge. Oh, what's wrong with you? I gave you free biscuits and a free
hi-fi. You know what? I'll do it. Why don't we do... Okay, we can set it up that you set me a dodge and I'll go and do it. and then I'll tell them, I'll play them this and I'll say, it's just Loz's dodges.
Just for the record, this is not admissible in court. None of this actually happened and Loz's dodges are only to be done by trained professionals.
Done by trained dogs.
Yes, by trained dogs.
Train a dog to do it.
Hello.
Hang on.
Hello.
The train of ideas has come into port.
Loz's second dodge.
Yeah.
Get a dog.
On a train.
Put some trousers on the dog.
Yeah, okay.
Go to biscuit aisle.
Pocket dog.
Pop the biscuits in the dog's pockets.
Yeah.
Then.
Because a dog.
Yeah. Can't do crime.
Can't do crimes.
Can't be convicted.
Hang
get a dog.
On.
What happens if you get a dog off
in
court?
They put it down. They kill the dog.
What? No. Not
if a dog does a crime, they normally kill the dog.
Not if the crime is loving biscuits too much. You can even do it with dog biscuits, and then you just go, just go, look at him, he loves the dog biscuits.
That would be adorable. Loz's dog dodges.
Well, no, let's keep it at Loz's dodges. We can do a dog dodge.
Maybe my side project can be dog dodges. I'll apply your dodges to dogs.
I mean, I don't want you to incriminate any dogs. This is strictly for the listeners to try at home.
Okay.
You naughty, naughty bitches.
Naughty little crimes.
What do you think, mate? What do you think of my big bit?
I love it, Laurie. You've come at me with the full force gale of brand new bits. And really? I am blown away by how you've put up with me for so long. Awesome. All right, well, should we move on to another bit?
No, I think that'll do for the podcast. It's over.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Podcast is done. Okay, bye.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This song is a song about links.
This is a song about links.
Not that kind of link.
Not that kind of link.
It's only a podcast link. Not a link between worlds or a link to the past. Just a link between links. That links that bit and this bit.
Captain Double Bits with his two bits coming at me from left field and right field with double bits, arrowhead, spear formation, telling me there's no bits, and then suddenly there's bits.
Double bits, mate.
Well, did you really think that I would show up here without bits?
I hope you would.
I'd leave my bits at home like some kind of bad bit boy.
I really prayed you'd leave
your I'll tell you what, I did leave my bits at home, but problem, we're recording at home.
Foiled again.
Bit that Paddy's made, and it is very long.
Now I'm remembering how tired I used to get.
Yes, exactly. I'm going to flip the fucking tables on you, boy, and here's my hot take. Okay, here's my hot new idea.
Okay. You know what, man? I'm open. I'm ready. I'm willing.
Yeah.
My butt is a big orifice ready for your Mount Wank.
Great. There's been an enormous amount of butt references so far, and I am on board.
Laurie Spitz, 2K19.
Laurie Spitz. So what I've done, okay, as you know, Laurie, because you do it as well,
we've recently
delved into the realms of narrative with Idle Fantasy. We start to write together.
That's a strong word for what we're doing on that podcast.
Yes, absolutely. But it's all, you know, it's improv, it's stories, it's now, it's happening, it's 2010.
Your hands are doing weird things right now, man.
Yeah, exactly. So what I've decided is that we're going to do a little bit of storytelling. Okay, and I know we've done this in the past with various different things, like like Riddle Me Read These Stories 3 and stuff like that. This one, okay, new one that we're going to try out.
Ooh.
And what you and I are going to do together this week, Laurie, is we are going to write a fable.
A fable of Aesop?
Yes, like Aesop's Fables. Yes. Where was Aesop from?
Yeah, it was Greek, mate.
So, I haven't got a name for this bit yet, but...
Just spitball some.
I've noted a few down. Okay. You can throw a few at me, and I'll tell them if they're on the list. But they might not.
Hang on, when you say names for the bit or
for the bit.
Oh, fabulous time.
Oh, that's really good. That was better than all of mine.
I didn't mean to see that.
No, that's fine.
Sorry,
it's fine. Do you want to hear some of mine?
Captain Bits, 3-0.
3-0. Yeah, cricket. Yes. Tonk. Woo, catch it,
wow,
Thomas.
That is, wow. Okay, not
that's how
cricket.
It works. Oh, okay. Well, my names, which aren't as good.
What have you got?
Fobles.
Oh, no. Oh, I like that. That's better.
Like faux fur.
More clever.
Yeah, but bills. Fobles. Or like
Fobles. Oh, faux balls.
Fobles. Fobles. Yeah, you know.
Foibles.
I've got name and fable. Like Cain and Abel.
Wow.
Like, because we have a name.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
The name of the fable.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. The fables have turned. And then if we ever stop doing the bit, then it can become the fables have returned.
What? Oh,
like,
wow.
Like tables.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've turned those.
You've turned like a worm.
Yeah. Knights of the Round Fable.
Shut up.
For if it gets a bit cyclical.
Why are they round?
Yeah, exactly. Laying the fable for father.
Oh, is that the whole title? Laying the fable.
Laying the
fable.
Yeah, for father.
Like, whose father?
Yeah, he's dad.
Oh, no, but am I father?
No, Zach's father.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, exactly. We're just making, because we'll tell him the stories over
and
dinner.
He'll beat us afterwards.
No elbows at the dinner fable, please.
No.
Yeah, because like your folks used to, that's sort of like that. And then here's what I thought was the best one and isn't. HDMI fable.
Fuck
which
off.
Stands for
just fuck off.
He done made imaginary fable.
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, well, I do quite like that.
It is
though.
Quite good. But
HDMI fable is
I mean,
quite good.
What do you like most? Do you think fabulous or do you think
Fobles? No. I mean it is the best, but it's not the one I'm gonna choose.
Fobles is strong.
What have you got again?
Fobles, name and fable, the fables have turned, knights of the round fable, laying the fable for father, no elbows at the dinner fable, please, and HDMI fables, he done made imaginary fable.
Do you have to do the whole title?
Yeah, you have to say it twice.
I would say Fobles or HDMI fable.
Okay, well,
favorites.
How about this? Picture the poster. Fobles. No, okay. Podshambles presents Fobles.
What is this? What's it a poster for? Is it a film? Is it a live action event? Is it a holiday destination?
It's a web series.
A webinar. Okay,
it's a low-funded webinar that is scarcely attended. Podshambles presents Fobles, brackets, HDMI fables, inner brackets, he done made imaginary fables, closed both brackets off, and then a picture of both of us with our tops off.
I mean, I love it. You were asking me to choose between something, and you just gave me a beautiful image.
And then a rabbit and a hare next to us. No, a turtle and a rabbit. What was it?
Yeah, rabbit.
Yeah, and a cricket that couldn't play guitar. What was he?
The cricket that couldn't play guitar.
You know
what fables have you been reading,
mate? Oh, mate, I've been reading so many fables.
The dog in the river.
Yeah.
There's the fox and the stork.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah.
There's the goblin and the kobold.
Boy Who Cried Wolf. That's a big one.
Famous one.
What I think this is going to be, and I think maybe we should switch who does this each week,
uh-huh.
is I wrote down a number of things that fables titles have in common, right? They're normally about animals. Uh-huh. They're normally animals who've done something or they've met another animal or whatever. Uh-huh. So what I did is I wrote them down on loads of bit of paper and I put them into a hat and then I took them out and I've ended up with three titles.
Okay. And so it's all going to be like the owl that shit himself and like the...
That one's cut. But I'm going to give you three titles and you can choose one.
Okay.
And then We're just gonna whap it out.
Oh my god, we're just gonna ad lib, we're just gonna riff.
Yeah, we're just gonna make it, and then what we have to do at the end, when we feel like the fable is complete, we have to come up with a moral.
Okay.
We have to spitball some morals.
When
what is the meaning of this story?
Now, Paddy, I ask this question with love and care and nothing but respect for you, but when do I know the fucking thing's over?
You don't. That's the joy of fables.
Shit, I knew there'd be.
Yeah, there's always a scrying of the Shire at the end or whatever.
Scrying of the Shire?
Not the scrying, it was
scouring.
Scouring, sorry. There's always one of them at the end, you know, there's going to be a little add-on or something like
okay.
that. But, right, so are you ready for my three titles?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, all right. Now, I want you to take each of them seriously.
Okay.
First
Hang on, let me get in my mind palace.
Get in the zone.
I'm at home in my palace. Welcome inside. It's a caviar sandwich, thank you.
Open up the kitchen. Who is in there?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
What is he doing?
Get out of my mind palace, Benedict. Get your
mind. It is the expanse of mind palace.
And that's Benedict, right?
Yeah. Why don't you solve the riddle?
Because I'm very strange.
No, not in my mind palace.
Shut it.
I'm Benedict Cumberbatch.
And now it's quiet in the mind palace. And
yeah,
you're ready? Fun. You're ready?
Yes.
Title one. The Duck and the Carpenter.
I've got thoughts about that one already.
Great, okay. That's great. No, keep them in there. Keep them in there. Pop them in the pantry of the Mind Palace.
That's it. That was it. Pantry.
Okay, number two, the piglet who hated chairs.
Oh, I can see him now. Fat little piglet can't get
process.
Off the chair.
Yeah.
Okay.
And number three, the panda who refused to die. Yeah, there's a darkness. I see a darkness.
That's filling up the ballroom of Mind Palace right now.
Yeah.
Panda without a death wish.
Well, he refuses to die. Maybe he doesn't have a death wish. If he had a death wish, then he'd accept death.
Okay. What am I feeling?
Yeah.
I'm feeling like the duck and the carpenter is very us.
Yeah, it's very us. It's on brand. I tried to, I did put goose in there, but it didn't come out of the hat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, typical goose.
But also, we just do our
The goose didn't come out of the hat.
Oh, that's lovely.
Hello.
Yeah, yeah.
Save that. Pin
one.
In that.
Yeah, yeah.
Pop that in the attic of the Mind Palace.
Yeah.
Next to the fucking... Next to Benedict.
The Mind Palace is full of animals doing things.
Don't disturb me. Don't come into my palace in the attic.
It's not Gollum. I'm just doing my...
Stupid, fat Iron Man.
He doesn't like Iron Man, isn't that his thing? Anyway.
Wow.
Let's not talk Avengers.
The piglet who knew it was none of his business.
No,
the piglet hated chairs.
He hates chairs.
Is delightful.
Bear in mind, chairs could refer to chairs, like a chair plural.
I'm aware.
Or a person called chairs.
That's not a name.
Okay.
And I feel like we're getting dodgy territory if it becomes a person.
Anything can happen in a fable. Aesop wasn't a name.
Wasn't it the name of the person who wrote all those fables?
Well, yeah, but you don't know many Aesops now, do you?
True.
Sorry to any Aesop. And the last one is the panda who refused to die.
Okay, panda refused to die, I feel like, is just going to be horrid. So,
and also, I feel like we would hem ourselves in with the moral.
The moral is
like,
die.
The moral,
the moral is make sure you die.
Look, there's always a time that pandas should die. there's never a bad time to kill
Death
a bear.
Is a natural thing. Euthanasia should be legalized.
Yeah, exactly. Pandas suck. Just let him...
Pandas have a death...
I love
pandas
a panda.
Also have a fucking death wish because they refuse to shag each other no matter what... simulants, how many trips to Mount Wank they're taking on, they refuse to fuck.
Yeah.
So I think pandas deserve to die, and if one is not wanting to die, yeah, I'm fundamentally against that. The smug bamboo-eating pricks.
Yeah. Do you reckon when they have kids, they're called pandads?
Aww. Yeah. Pandad ballet. Pandad is when all the pandads get together. Pandad ballet.
You are black and white. Black always and white. Rolling around. Good.
Okay, so can so pandas.
Pandas gone. Okay, can ooh, pandas.
Ducks or.
Duck of the Carpenter or Piglet who hated chairs.
Let's go Piglet who hated chairs because the thing about Duck who. Hates loves did carpenters the duck and the carpenter
yeah, yeah.
Is it's just gonna hinge on the fact that the duck didn't pay his bill, and that's all I can think of for
lovely.
That it is lovely, but from there where'd you go?
Yeah, that's
it's all downhill. That's gonna be the middle eight of that fable.
Absolutely true.
And then it's just gonna be what, like the duck is like destitute, the duck is bankrupt, the bailiffs come round and
I guess I mean
take all the duck's golden eggs to pay the piper.
My problem with it is it sounds like a hipster pub.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, we're just going to go for a craft wang at the Duck and Carpenter. And you know, yeah, and the logo would have, you know, a duck sawing a, you know, a guy in half or something. the carpenter's like,
yeah! That'd be the magic duck.
He stole my saw!
Wow. Yeah,
the duck is smart.
I feel like you don't need me for this. I feel like you've got a firm idea of these tables. Let's go.
That's
let's
another
go.
Game we should do a different time. Naming pubs.
Let's do.
All right.
Let's do.
The Piglet Who Hated Chairs.
The Piglet Who Hated Chairs.
Okay, so the way this is going to work, we're going to spitball ideas and we're going to just keep the narrative going. Okay. We're going to find out. Okay, well, I just closed the book, but we need the book. So, The Piglet Who Hated Chairs. Now, what I think is good about this title is that it almost comes with a lesson.
Oh, there's already tension. There's already narrative tension.
And it's implied that hating chairs is bad. Like,
of course.
You know, like
one
I said
must
earlier,
sit.
The boy who cried wolf, we know that this boy's problems are probably going to stem from the fact that he cried wolf.
Oh, you're getting pretty serious on this ass
right?
already.
Okay, yeah, exactly. No, I'm
pod ass.
I'm into this. Okay, so.
I can tell.
So we think that this piglet shouldn't hate chairs in my head.
Of course.
Okay, so why? Okay.
Fuck that.
Who is it?
Bigoted piglet.
Who is this piglet?
Biglet.
You little piglet. Oh, hold on. I'm going to do an impression there and I'm not going to.
You shouldn't.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
There's an election coming up. I'm not allowed.
Oh, but he could be Gammon as well. Hey!
Yeah, politics. Alt-right pigs.
Wow.
Okay, so who is this piglet? Who is she? What's she doing?
What's the story?
Yeah.
Well, look, I feel like the piglet has to come to the story with the prejudice intact,
okay.
Right?
Yep.
That's the starting point.
Great.
Starting point is little piglet moves to big city and she tries to be a sheep piglet.
Okay, so is it Babe?
No.
Is it going to be Babe?
No.
But it is
a tiny piglet in the city who wants to be a sheep pig.
What? Okay, okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Now we've
saying.
Got something. This yeah. is a this is a piglet.
Yeah.
Who was watched Babe.
Ah, oh, I love
watched
it.
Babe and
it.
Babe 2 Pig in the City.
Of course.
Was there a third?
Probably.
Maybe this is the third. They are, okay, this piglet came to the big city to make Babe 3.
Hang on, what about this little,
Babe 3.
What about this little piglet? No, I'm confusing it. This little piglet came to market.
Oh, yeah.
This
okay.
little piglet cried wee wee
so
wee all the way home.
So now we're thinking
toes. Okay, now we've got toes.
The pig
no,
hates
let's
chairs.
Stick with chairs.
Okay, so.
This is great. Can you imagine if this was our job? If we were like Hollywood big wangs yeah. and then people were like, we just got to make this movie, right? Mila Kunis yeah. is on board. We yeah. think Justin Timberlake's in negotiations. Yeah. And, Mark Strong is signed up. What yeah. it is, right? It's a sequel to Babe, Pig in the City, but it's a piglet that hates chairs.
And everyone's a door. Yeah, exactly.
So the piglet hates chairs because the piglet has always wanted to roam free, right?
Yeah.
Piglet
like
has
Babe.
Big dreams. Like Babe has big dreams, big ideas.
Yeah.
None of them involve sitting on its little piggy bum.
Oh, nice. That's yeah. okay. Yeah, like sitting
so
on your
arse.
The
piglet literally
yeah.
hates chairs until... one day,
right.
for whatever reason, has to sit in a chair.
Okay, so that's when we first encounter the idea of chairs.
what anyone listening?
Anyone at all? No, well, maybe it's the pig. Maybe
we're going to have to explain the concept of chairs. And before the piglet sat a wooden object with four legs and a flat base upon which to put a bottom.
And the piglet said, my God, what is this witchcraft and devilry? Just for ease, what's this piglet's name? What's her name? Lucy?
Babe 2?
Babe 2. Babe, I mean, no, because they've
Babe-licious.
Seen Babe. They haven't named Babe.
Beyblade.
Was Babe called Babe?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's the whole point.
Hence
what else would it be?
I thought you
oh, just a real cute pig.
I like Lucy or Snuffles.
It's Lucy.
Okay.
Lucy Snuffles is her mother's name for her.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Snuffles, yeah. Okay.
When mother calls in third act to cheer up Lucy.
Okay.
Oh, my little Snuffles.
So, okay, so Lucy at the start, she doesn't hate chairs. She hates being idle. She hates laziness. Because she wants to achieve as much as Babe did.
What if this story is about her realizing that chairs are, yeah, like we say, chairs are good.
Sometimes you just got to sit back.
Sometimes you just got to pop that butt on a chair.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, here we go. You know, like when people work too much, and, you know, we don't, but you know when they do
it.
And then people are always like, you know what, it's as important looking after yourself.
Oh my God, it's a mental health story.
It's a mental health story.
It's a mental well-being story.
It's a mental...
Oh my God, it's a millennial story.
This pig, Lucy won't sit down. Lucy won't stop.
This little pig goes to the stock market.
Oh my God.
Every day.
Hang on.
Little pig went to market. No, not to... That's not all the thing. No, little pig is a day trader.
Okay.
Down in Canary Wharf.
Lucy day trader.
Yeah, Lucy day trader. She's come to London to seek her big fortune.
Because of Bay Pig in the City.
Yeah, because Bay Pig in the City. She loves that film. She's like, what if it was the capital city, as in Canary Wharf. Day trader goes down.
The Gherkin.
Yeah, the Gherkin. That's not in the city.
Okay.
She's working with, oh, it is. Kind of. I'm talking about Canary Wharf.
Yeah.
Because she goes down there. She's working for Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan. She's signing deals. She's selling oil.
Okay.
She's a high flyer, Paddy.
Fuck. Are there other animals?
Yes, of course. The entire world is staffed by animals.
They're all animals.
Yes, I think we need to set that as a baseline for this entire universe.
Great. Everyone's an animal.
And everyone's an animal apart from us.
Except for us, and we're there.
Yeah.
We're writing this down.
Oh, we're like hovering above in a little cloud.
Okay, cool. We're like naughty Lakitus.
Yeah, naughty Lakitus.
Okay, so we're watching. Okay, so I think the first encounter with a chair, she's day trading and she's always on her feet.
Always on her feet, yeah.
Because she needs to achieve.
She's like got to run around and be like, sell that, buy that.
Right. First,
we need more truffles.
She runs into, right, let's keep this fably.
Okay.
She runs into a turtle.
Oh, yeah.
A turtle who is sat down.
The most sedentary animals.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Oh, is it a tortoise? What's the one that pops the things inside the things?
It's all of them.
Oh, okay, great. Let's say it's a tortoise because it's on land. This tortoise sat in a chair, arms and legs in the shell, just a head.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes, Mark Strong.
Everything's taking too long.
Voiced by Mark Strong.
Everyone's taking, you know, such a long time with this turtle. He's taking a real time to do things.
Real patient.
And every time she's like, what, you know, she's like, Lucy's like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm on my break.
Hang on, turn that down a bit.
Okay.
I'm on my break.
Lovely. Okay. So it's a slow tortoise. Great. I'm with you.
Playing to stereotypes.
Tortoise on a break. So thereby she, what, misses the big deal? But bear in mind, there's probably going to be three. Rule of three.
No. So this has to be, we have to display her prejudice for chairs and display it being wrong three times, but she doesn't get it, right? So the first trade is tortoise. She's like, tortoise, I've got to sell. I've got seashells.
Yeah.
I've got to sell. She's going to sell the seashells. I've got to sell them right now.
Yeah.
Zurich are on the line.
Yeah.
And Zurich want them now. What have you got for me? And Turtle's like,
Livestock.
Oh,
here we go.
Oh my God.
That's good, right?
Did it.
She's
did
livestock.
It. The livestock market.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay. Sorry. Continue. Yeah. Seashells.
And got to sell these seashells. Otherwise, I'm going to be real sore.
Yeah.
And the turtle's like, why don't you just wait a second?
Is the turtle Stevie from Malcolm in the Middle?
Yes, without the asthma. And she's like, oh my, no. And she runs over to another desk. She picks up her phone. She gets onto Zurich. She buys those seashells just in time for the bottom to fall out of the seashell market.
Right.
Oh, she's lost loads of money.
Oh my God.
Uh-oh.
She should have taken a break.
Oh,
he was on break.
We all know she should have.
She skipped lunch.
She did skip lunch.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. Her boss calls her up. Okay.
Yeah.
Who's the boss?
Strike one.
Who's the boss?
Who's the boss? I'm the boss.
No, you're no. looking
okay.
to.
Okay. Who's the boss? A corgi.
Yes.
In a hat.
And a tie.
Yeah, and a hat and tie.
What is the corgi called?
The corgi
is called Captain Rumpus.
Rumpus, get me these. Rumpus.
Mr. Rumpus, we'll see you now.
Yeah, Rumpus. Yeah,
and
exactly.
His first name is Captain.
And
it's
his
not
secretary
a title.
Is another corgi identical to him.
Yeah, but with lipstick.
Yeah, exactly. It's Rumpus's son.
Yeah,
exactly. And okay, so, yes. Rumpus's
stilt son? Good. Still...
Sure, yes.
Yeah.
Put it in the mine palace. Write it down. So, Rumpus calls her in, strike one.
Okay,
it's totally
strike
fine.
One. Listen.
It's your first
little
day.
Little Missy, I know you're a little pig in a big city, but
yeah.
You just got to take some time to slow down. Just think about these trades, okay?
Yeah, it's all fine. Yeah, maybe take a break once in a while.
Hey, have you ever thought about sitting down?
Yeah.
And then he pulls out a chair and she's like, uh-uh.
She thinks it's a test.
Yes.
Yeah,
I will never sit down.
She has to have a phrase.
Test two? Are we already on test two?
Oh, I don't know.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
She has to have a phrase that she says every time.
Oh, okay.
You know that it's like, you know,
my butt just won't quit.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Exactly. I, yeah. Gotta keep trotting.
Gotta keep trotting. Yeah. Just won't quit.
Just won't quit. Yeah.
And it's funny because it actually becomes, it's a B plot.
Yeah.
She's actually really objectified for that big pig ass.
Yeah,
she has,
absolutely.
And it's uncomfortable in the city.
Exactly. And Rumpus isn't doing anything about
Rumpus
it.
Rumpus is not doing anything about it. And
yeah,
this is,
hang on.
So hang on. So he's why don't you take the heat of those off those trotters, little missy?
Sure.
Patronizing.
Right. And she thinks this is a test. She's sort of right now, though, to like not sit
down.
No.
He's got to demonstrate it somehow, though, that she's wrong.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. So she refuses to sit down.
Yeah. And he's like, why don't you take a seat?
Yeah. And she's like, no, I got to keep trading.
I got to keep on trotting.
I got to keep on trotting because my butt just won't quit.
I got to get on to Zurich again.
Yeah. And she walks out of the office.
Okay. Little
right.
does she
Which
know.
Which is actually, yeah.
Which is actually what you tell me.
Pissed him off.
Yeah, and the next thing you see, cut to.
Yeah, cut to. Okay, smash
he,
cut.
He just
10 years later.
Zombies.
Zombie.
Yeah. No, he pushes the intercom and just goes, what's her name again?
Lucy.
Lucy. Lucy.
Snuffles.
Lucy Snuffles.
Well, no, Snuffles is a nickname that her mother gave her.
Okay,
yeah.
he just goes.
Yeah.
Tell Miss Lucy we'll no longer be needing her services.
She's been fired?
Yeah. Yeah. Big. Big,
okay.
Because little does she know what happens. What's going to happen?
Okay. No, I've got it. Right. She gets fired.
Hang on. Would we say getting fired for the big payoff?
No. This really works. Okay. Actually, she's been fired. Right. Because she won't sit down. Okay. That's her problem. She won't sit down. So
he hates
she,
that.
She gets the call. Right. Yeah. Exactly. She gets the call. You've been fired because you just won't stop.
It's Rumpus's still.
Yeah.
Son.
Exactly. And you need to look after yourself because otherwise you'll be missing these big trades, and we can't have that in the
Listen,
big city.
Go. Oh, not been fired. Not been fired. Suspended.
Suspended.
Go home. Yeah. You've got to sit down. I can't have you trotting around the whole time.
Okay.
Rest up that piggy ass of yours.
And she's like, okay, and maybe okay, right. So she gets this call, and she's like, Lucy's like, I've got to do everything in my power.
Yes.
I'm gonna get a new job and I'm gonna do even better.
I'm just gonna prove that they're wrong.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring down the house of cards.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She is out every day. So this is sort of time skip over the course of the next 6 weeks.
Montage,
right?
Please.
Yeah, montage. She's out and about every day. She does not stop. She doesn't sleep.
She does not rest those
hands.
She
doesn't, crucially, sit in the chair by the fireplace.
Oh.
Now remember that.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm on you.
She's out and about all the time. Little does she know.
Mm-hmm.
Every single day, Rumpus has been fired.
Okay. Rumpus got Rumpus, embezzling.
Yeah, because of Me Too.
Snuffling and
he got hashtag
eating
Me
all
Too,
the treats.
And he's fucking out of
wow.
there. Yeah, exactly.
Turns out that chair was his sex pest chair.
Yes, and now his son,
Rumpelstiltskin,
is Rumpel, in charge.
No, it's important to me that you get what I'm doing.
Rumpelstiltskin.
Rumpus's Stiltskin.
Stiltskin. I'm now with you again. Now in charge, and you know, and he's like, you know what? I'm not built for this. Lucy should be running the company.
Yes, but
now,
oh my God, are you going to say what I think you're going to say?
I hope so.
He's in a big office, like wingback chair. That's like the hallmark of working at this place.
Yes. Now synergy. Okay.
Okay.
He's in the big chair. Now here's the thing. He's been calling Lucy every day,
every day.
For 6 weeks.
Okay.
Right. And there's a 6 week time period in which they have to decide on who the new boss is.
Right.
Lucy should be sat in her chair by the fireplace, just taking a break every evening.
Waiting for that phone call.
And the phone is ringing every night, but she's out and about. She's trying to get work. And she is tiring herself out. She's she's missing more and more trades.
Yes.
She's messing things up. She's not getting a new job because she won't allow time for her mental health.
What is the song playing over this montage? So you had a bad day.
Lovely.
Da-da-da-da.
Exactly.
But sung by me.
Yes, but you. Yeah, really loud. Into like
Why
quite
don't
a distorted
you just sit
mic.
Down.
Had a bad day. Yeah. So Lucy, yeah, she's missed all these calls, right?
Yeah.
So all she needs to do, if she'd have sat down, she'd be in a better place for her mental health, and she would have got the call saying, you're the new boss.
Yes.
Right? So then how are we going to finish the story?
Oh, easy, mate, easy. Take it to the bridge.
Okay.
Take it to the bridge. She works so hard getting all these deals done, right? She's selling seashells all over the fucking shop.
Yeah.
She's doing wonderful stuff.
So wait, she's working on her own now. She's
independent. She's trotting the street. She's doing her thing. She's making her own. She goes solo. She's a solo trader.
Yeah.
And she's got like a standing desk with screens everywhere, and she's
and
training.
All of her employees also have to have standing desks.
Yes!
And they're not, and they she's got rid of the staff room.
In 6 weeks, right, she manages that. However, it gets to the biggest deal in history.
Give me that sweet, sweet moolah.
Ooh, and she has to go meet the CEO.
Meat, eh? Crab, like pork?
Yeah. The CEO of Crab Corp.
Yeah, Crab, Mr. No, it can't be Mr. Krabs.
No. Come on, hit me with the crab name pads. I know
Pincer
you got one.
Orange Legs.
Pincer Orange Legs. And he meets her in a very fine a restaurant. He says, don't worry, I'm going to book you a table at this beautiful restaurant.
Yes.
It's going to be incredible. And they arrive, and first they have canapés and drinks, and they're standing, and they're talking, and it's beautiful. It's glamorous.
Okay, they're hanging out by the bar.
And then Captain Crab Cakes?
I've forgotten.
Orange Legs.
Pincer Orange Legs. Yeah.
He's like, hey, little missy, why don't you come? Let's go talk business.
Is everyone a sex pest?
No. Oh, okay. He's just a bit husky.
Right.
And takes her to the special, like the private, again, it sounds sex pesty.
Yeah.
Like this special bit of the restaurant.
The high flyers
bit.
Turns
out, it's a traditional Japanese restaurant, Paddy. And you have to sit on the floor. No, on a chair. It has to be on a chair.
Maybe it is a traditional Japanese restaurant, but they've got chairs.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
And everyone and all the waiters like bowing and being like, oh, we're so honored to have you. Please take a seat.
Yeah.
And Captain Orange Legs, Pincer Orange Legs. He sits down with his cronies and he's got so many legs. He's like, I gotta rest these old orange legs of mine.
Yeah.
Sits down.
He's in a chair that also has like loads of legs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's very funny.
And he's like, won't you sit down with me? I like to talk business.
Yeah.
And Little Piggles is like, no, I never sit down. Life's too short. I gotta keep moving.
Yeah.
And he's like, What are you saying? You saying you're too good for my deal? You saying you don't wanna be in Crab Legs Industries? What the hell? I thought you were a go-getter. I thought you were something. I thought you had it all. And she's like, I'd never sit down. She won't back down.
Yeah.
And then it goes on and on. He says, well, do you know what? I don't even need you. Okay, I don't even need you. You think you are the only animal stock trader?
The onigiri?
The onigiri and my rice bun? Get out of here. I don't need you at all. I've got a backup. And sliding in on the same office chair.
Peter the Snake.
No, No, Rumpus.
Oh, yeah.
Rumpus.
Oh, sorry, you said sliding and I pictured a snake.
And he literally comes, it's like a wheelie chair.
Yeah.
Slides in on the wheelie chair, signs on the dotted line right in front of her and says, uh-oh. Looks like the deal's off.
Okay.
Yeah. And then she's ruined.
I love this.
And then she's ruined.
Okay.
End. Problem.
Problem. So all along, she was right. Everyone in a chair is a dick in this.
If she got in a chair, she'd have made the big business.
The piglet who hated. Oh, yeah. Okay. Maybe. Ah. Okay,
had she
sat in a chair,
yeah,
she'd have become one of them.
So what if? Final scene.
So get rid of all my shit that she's a tyrant. She's not a tyrant.
No, it all works. That all works.
Okay,
all
right.
That all works. She's a tyrant. She's working hard.
All
and then
go-getters,
she goes home. As she's walking home, she gets text messages being like, she sees the news. The news says, Pig Corp liquidated. Like instantly.
Oh,
bang.
Her thing is gone. Okay.
She didn't sign the deal.
Yeah.
And she's going home. She's really detected. And she gets home. And then she sees the chair by the phone when she finally gets home. The fire. The fire's going. Okay.
Okay.
You want to take over?
Yeah.
I'm handing you the baton.
And she sits in the chair and she's had the worst day of her life, she thinks.
Oh,
right.
But does she accidentally sit in the chair? It's like she doesn't even notice she's done it.
Yeah. She trips over a log.
Oh, my God.
Falls into the chair.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And then she sat in the chair and she takes a deep breath. And she realizes that she never wanted this life. She never wanted to be in the city with all this.
She never wanted to stand up the
whole
fucking day.
She's a simple sheep pig.
And she looks down at her legs, and they are the most well-developed legs.
They're so muscular.
Oh, they're so hench.
And this chair's really nice because it's never been sat in.
She starts and she wiggles.
And she wiggles in, and you know what? All of the worries of the world start to melt away. And then, Laurie,
I'm ready. I'm ready.
The phone rings, and she picks up.
Yes.
Who's that? Her daughter. She's neglected for 10
years.
Oh my God!
And she says, "Mum."
Twist.
And she says, "Mum." And she goes, "Lucy too."
Lucy too. Snuffles. No. Lucy, the daughter.
Oh,
Snuffles.
The daughter's also Snuffles. That's really sweet. She goes, "Snuffles," because that's what her mum used to call her.
And the daughter says,
"She goes, I've been trying to call you, but you've never taken a break. We want you to come home. We've won the lottery."
We won the lottery of love.
Of love.
Yes.
And she realizes, and Lucy realizes, all this time.
She's been a stand-up pig this whole time. She should have kicked back.
She should have been a sit-down hog.
She should have been a sit-down hog. Those city dreams, they kept her going. They weren't making her happy. They're making her miserable.
And so she goes back to the countryside and lives her life.
Oh my God.
And
that's
then there's
beautiful.
The scouring of the Shire.
No, cut. No, cut.
She goes back, yeah, lives her life, and it's her hugging her daughter and all that. It turns out she's got a massive family that we didn't mention.
Oh, all the piglings.
Yeah, because she didn't have time for them, and, you know, and yeah.
Okay, okay. And okay. Here we go.
Oh, okay.
The final scene.
Okay.
Okay. She's an old
epilogue.
Old pig now.
Yeah. Epilogue,
right?
Lovely.
She's got the same chair from her swanky flat in Canary Wharf.
Yeah,
where this beautiful moment happened.
And it's really worn out.
And it's really worn out. And it's got and it's her finishing reading a story to all her grand pigs.
Yeah, with her little glasses. Yeah.
And there's all like patches all over the chair, but she still loves it.
Yeah.
And then she closes the book and goes, and that was the story of the real Babe, the sheep pig, cycle. And then the kids are like, oh, we love you, Grandma. She's like, you better go to bed. And
yeah.
Good night, Bramble. I love you.
Yeah.
And she sits in the chair. Ah.
With her tiny legs.
Yes. Underdeveloped, malnourished legs. And then, phone rings.
Oh, no.
Hello.
And what does she do?
She doesn't answer.
She just smiles and leaves the phone.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the phone's got one of those. The phone's got a caller ID that says, like, business.
Yeah, yeah.
And she ignores it.
Big business.
Yeah, she presses engaged and then it pans down to her trotter
and
she's
got
an engagement
ring
on.
What about the dad? Oh, I mean, okay, that's...
Because she's having a second marriage,
I guess.
That's
too much.
That's too much, but you know what I mean.
That is beautiful. Wow, okay, so let's...
Okay.
Right, I think we've got to moral time, right?
We've got to moral time. So, okay, so it's like a tagline. The pig... who hated chairs.
Okay,
the piglet who hated chairs.
Let's recap the story very briefly. Big pig in the city.
Yeah.
Big aspirations of city life.
Yeah.
Is a livestock trader.
Yeah.
One day, turtle's like, you got to sit down, take a load off those hams.
Yeah.
She fucks the big deal on seashells.
Fucks the big deal.
Uh-oh.
Boss.
First instance of chairs.
Yeah. Second instance, boss. Take a seat because you messed up, but it's cool because you need to relax your head. She's like, no, because you're an asshole.
Yeah.
Right? And then she goes and does her own thing.
And then on the way home.
Second instance.
On the way home. Yeah.
She's missing. Yeah. And she's out for, 2 weeks, missing all the phone calls.
But sets up her own company.
Sets her own company.
Going really well.
Wow,
big
really
business.
Well.
Whoa.
She doesn't have any time for home, though, does she?
No.
So then.
Misses all those calls.
Who? Pincer. Yeah. Like then Pincer gets in touch. Yeah.
Hey, big deal. Let's do it.
Japanese restaurant.
Nice restaurant.
Sit in the chairs.
Uh-oh.
No.
Not going to sit in those chairs.
Rumpus has signed.
Hello.
Yeah. She realises all along. She goes home, accidentally sits in the chair because of the log.
And then there's a call.
Call from the daughter.
From
Lucy
Snuffles.
Snuffles. Right. Come back home.
Yeah.
Mum, we
yeah.
miss you. She goes home. Now she's old.
And the Shire is school hours.
In the scouring of the Shire. And she realises that all along... she hates phones and she loves chairs.
So hang on.
And the lottery money means she's fine.
Yeah. And then engaged. And then the phone rings again.
Uh-oh, I'm engaged.
Double engaged.
Business.
Boom.
No.
Oh, yeah. I love it. So the moral of the story is...
Yes. Well, it's gotta, and remember, it's got to be like, you know, never a lender nor a borrower be.
The moral of the story is... you've got to take some time to yourself every now and then.
Yeah.
Don't feel like you've got to answer the phone because sometimes it's a prick.
Now, I love that. It's too long.
Oh, well, fuck you.
But I love it. No, but that's it. You're right. We're right with it. What about like...
Hey, sit. Don't do phone.
Have a break. Have a Kit Kat.
Shut up.
Okay. No, yeah. Okay.
No.
So, yeah, maybe split the difference. Like, Hey, sit down.
Oh, hang on. I'm getting it. It's coming to me.
Yeah.
It's coming to me.
Take a load off Sally.
Take a load off me. Tired hams may earn big bucks.
Okay. Yeah.
Bear with me.
I'm with you.
But.
Yeah.
But sitting down is... the best way to be engaged. Let's workshop. Tired hams.
I like.
Okay.
Work
hard. Work hard. Tire out those hams, but always
have a good chair.
Oh, this is the hardest bit.
Yeah,
I can see
why this is really difficult to do good ones.
Also, I feel like you come up with the moral first and then tell a story to illustrate
it. Hey, piggy, sit down. Take a seat, pig.
Take a load off those hams, pig.
Yeah, why can't it just be like, hey, pig, take a load off those hams.
Hey.
For goodness sake.
What about She may sell seashells all the goddamn day long, but tired hams make a mockery of family time.
Tired hams make a twist in the tail.
Ooh, hey. What the moral can't start with? Hey.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
Never a lender nor a borrower be.
Yeah.
Hey. Okay, so tired hams make for...
Hey, piggy. Hey, piggy.
That's aggressive. That's aggressive.
No, the first bit's got to be far away. The first bit's got to be... Hey, piggy.
Tired hams make a twist in the tail.
No. Oh, but yes.
Oh, no. Tired hams... Get yourself a chair. What was it?
No. Don't. No, because the, it doesn't have to involve chairs. No. Okay, I love it.
Okay.
Hey, piggy!
Hey, piggy. Yeah.
Tired hams might put a twist in your tail.
Especially if you're feeling down and snout.
Down.
So get a good chair.
Why not just make it... Don't tired hams make for...
A twisted tail.
No. Tired hams can... Why tired hams?
I don't know. I don't know what that's referring to, but you said hams. It with such conviction.
Hey, oh.
Right.
Hey, if...
Hey, don't pull your
snuffling,
pork.
Snuffling truffles can lead
to
big,
tired hams.
Big times, but don't let your hams get tired, else you might find there's a twist in the tail.
Call your daughter.
call your kid sometimes, just
grow old
fucking scumbag.
Call your daughter.
Hey, why do you call your fucking family?
I think what it is, right, I think the one thing this all has in common is just the moral of the tale is tired hams.
No, hey, piggy.
Tired
hams.
Hey, piggy.
Tired hams. That's it. And that's, yeah, like a to be continued.
Wow. I feel like my hams are
my blood sugar
is so low.
Is so low right now.
I could eat me a whole pig.
Right, well, if anyone
hated that.
If anyone buys Fables, get in touch and we'll sell it to you.
Aesop, if you're listening, call us.
Yeah, I hope you've got some good, because it is about mental health. And I hope you've got... I hope you've all learnt something from that.
Oh, God, I've learnt too much.
Great. Great.
Back next week with more fucking fables, apparently.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
Bing, bang, bing, bang, bong. Everybody dance to the podcast song. Bing, bang, bing, bang, bong. It's a podcast song. Now sing along.
Everybody
bing, bang, bing, bang, bong. Everybody dance to the podcast song. Bing, bang, bing, bang, bong. It's a podcast song. Now sing louder. Bing, bang, bing, bang, bong. Everybody dance to my podcast song. Bing, bang, bing, bang, bong. Podcast song. Now sing louder. Bing, bang, bing, bang, bong. Everybody dance to the podcast song. Bing, bang, bing, bang, bong. It's a podcast song. Now sing along.
Well, the... Our hand of destiny has come to nestle along the bosom of the second hand of time, and it's time to say farewell to Pod Shambles episode 59. And what a trip it's been.
Time to say goodbye.
That's a haunting Victorian orphan singing.
Oh,
hi.
Goodbye.
Wow, Paddy. I thought though at the end of the pod, you know, we've done a lot of new stuff, and it's been a laugh. Sure. Paddy's
I'm drowning.
Throwing up his own. Please help me. And I thought we'd just bring back one of the old favourites. Of course, everyone's favourite bit of Pod Shambles is, of course,
Character Assassination.
There's a jingle, right?
I don't know. Is there?
There isn't a jingle for Character Assassination, but luckily I've made one using all my many skills at stuff and good.
So, of course, we remember the format of this, don't we, Paddy?
Yeah.
Why don't you tell... No, I'm going to tell them.
You
see
tell
the panic in your eyes.
Yeah, Laurie, I'll tell you what. You run through the rules and I'll listen intently.
We've both come up with...
An idea for a character.
Character. And we're both going to pitch them to each other. Basically, it's up to you, the listeners, our beloved listeners, to vote on which one is the best. And then when it comes to next episode, that character will get to do the whole outro and there's nothing the other one can say about it. And I hate myself for agreeing to this, but it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
We have come up with very well fleshed out characters, haven't we, Paddy?
Yes.
Yep. Fully 3D, functional.
Very good.
Living, breathing.
Yep.
Beautiful characters. And we've got about a minute to pitch them to each other.
Yeah, you've got to say what their name is, what their discerning attribute is, and then just voice.
And then just go hog wild.
And then just give us a bit about them. Yeah. Give us a real feel for them.
Okay. Do you want me to start off, or are you keen to start?
No, I think you should start.
Okay,
that's
convenient for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I want to see what kind of caliber we're working with.
Oh, that's easy for you, Paddy. It's going to be, oh, well, mine's called the same but a letter difference.
Yeah.
All right, well, mine is related, mate. Mine is all related.
You have 1 minute starting now.
Okay. Let me introduce you to a good friend of mine. His name is...
You ready?
Teddy 20. Teddy 20.
Oh, okay.
Teddy 20. Oh, he's a bit dedicated to a certain fun game. It's D&D. Teddy and D20, if you like.
Great, okay.
He just absolutely loves Dungeons & Dragons. It's all he talks about, and he cannot do anything without rolling a bloody dice.
He's us.
He's he's basically us. And Teddy 20's catchphrases include... No, I won't come to the shops. I've got plans.
No matter what it lands on.
Teddy 20. No. No, I don't think I will.
No, that's another.
Thank you. Hey, Teddy 20, do you wanna come down disco? That's a 2 on your persuasion check. Sorry. That's it.
That is wonderful. Is it Ted D20, like D20, or is it Teddy 20?
Up to you, baby. Up to you, baby. Nice. Depends if you're talking in Elvish or Mermaid.
I like his voice. It's the,
There you go, Teddy 20. Well freshed out, beautiful.
I love it.
Fully formed.
I hope they vote for him.
Remember,
so you can bring him back because my guy might disappoint.
Go to, if you like Teddy 20, you go to Podshambles at Podshambles on Twitter.
Yeah.
You use your own Twitter
and
you say, hey, and use the hashtag LozPodAss. Ass. Or one word. That's LozPodAss.
Yes.
Over to you, Captain
Pats. That's how to vote for Laurie. Okay, my character, I think I've just got to go straight into him.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have 1 minute, Paddy, to describe to me your character. Time starts now.
Honestly, I don't want to blow my own horn, but my name's Coy Carp.
You dickhead.
And, you know, you might have heard of me. It's fine if you haven't. Honestly, I'm not a big player in these waters. But
is this Hugh Grant, the Coy Carp?
No. I mean, I've met him, but you know, we're friends. We don't need to talk about that, though, do we? I mean. No, I have some achievements. I've done okay, but I just don't want to go into them too much.
I hate how easy you're finding this.
Yes, I'm just a little bit guarded and a bit awkward sometimes, but I just don't want to make a scene, really.
Right, so Coy Carp.
Coy Carp.
How are you doing that? How are you spelling that?
COYCARP.
Okay. I mean, I love it.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Cool.
If you want to vote for that character, listeners, you
use hashtag
Paddy.
Paddy.
That's your name.
Yeah. Hashtag Paddy Pod Ass.
PaddyPodAss.
If you want Coy Carp back next week to do the outro and tell you all where the Twitter is and stuff like that.
God knows we all want that.
I don't know who won the last character assassination, but I mean, surely they should.
It was Willie Wellingtons, wasn't it? But we might have to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and Crispin Mouth.
Oh, Crispin Mouth. Yeah. God, he was awful.
He was a delight.
I think we had about 4 votes last time. So
yeah, and it was a dead heat.
but we can tell you that you already know our Twitter, at Podshambles.
Yeah.
We haven't used it for a long time. We're going to be putting stuff back on there.
Yeah, we're going to get active again.
In fact, Paddy, what I'm going to do right now,
live
Web 2.0 content, going to take a selfie. I'm going to take a selfie.
This is such a long pause.
There we go.
Lovely. That's going to be delicious and no one will understand it. So yes, you can find us there. You can email us on podshambles@gmail.com. Or another cool thing that you can do, and I know we will stop mentioning this, but we've got to, is such a,
isn't that a
ratchet
photo.
That's amazing.
I look like I've been kind of melted into the corner of it as well.
I think we look quite fun. You can also find us on our new podcast. Which, you know, we're not stopping this one, we're not stopping that one.
Nope.
But if you like one, you probably like the other. It's called Idle Fantasy, and you can find it on iTunes or by Googling it, or you go to idlefantasy.com, and it's D&D, and it's really fun, and it's with Zach and Liam, and it's It's fun. Just give it a go.
They're far more professional than us, so it has a far higher sheen.
The production value on it is solid.
It's solid. And also, Pads writes some excellent music for it. I mean, we say excellent music in context of the music you hear on this, which is also excellent.
Which is also great, yeah,
but
sure.
This is actually legitimate, proper
legit
music.
Legit good music.
And you have a Bandcamp people can download some of it on.
Yes, it is bandcamp.com/, I think it's just Paddy Jervis, actually.
Sweet.
So that's my name.
And also, if this presumably goes out in time, let's call it your side project, your side hustle, Johnny and the Baptists.
Yeah.
You've got a big tour coming up and big album recording.
Big album recording, big tour. Oh, thanks, Loz. I've forgotten entirely about that. Depending on when this comes out, we're doing a Kickstarter for an album. You just Google Johnny and the Baptist Kickstarter and you'll find that. But yeah, if you want to chip some money in, we're going to make a big record and we're doing a live show for that record on July the 3rd. At the Phoenix in London. It's going to be a live recording and it'll be really cool. But yeah, we're touring. We're doing a preview tour for our new show, Johnny and the Baptist Love You and Hate Bastards, which is all over the UK.
Nice. It's nice that you're finally coming out and saying that.
Yeah, exactly. We're doing that all the way up until July. Then we're at the Edinburgh Festival for a whole month in August. And then we are touring the country from September to December.
All right, chill out, mate.
With another show. So there's a lot going on. Go to johnnyandthebaptist.com. No, don't. Go to johnnyandthebaptist.co.uk and I'll put up all the dates and shit. But thank you for reminding me, because I would have forgotten.
And you can also back my Kickstarter, which is going to be a... You ready for this?
Yeah,
I'm gonna...
yeah.
Kickstarting a kickstart for my car. also, please...
For more jokes like that.
You can subscribe to PodChamp. Please do subscribe tell your mates about us. You know, just tell them about how awful we are.
Yeah.
And do you remember we're on Acast, which we really shouldn't be allowed to be on.
No.
But we're there.
We're there.
You can also find us on iTunes or any pod app you fancy.
Yeah. And keep watching your feeds.
Just smash that like button. Smash it good.
Hey, Piggy. Sit down. I can't remember what the phrase was. I just tried to do it. But...
Never a tired pig nor a bottom bee.
Hey, Piggy. Tired hams.
Hey, Piggy. Tired hams.
Get yourself a good chair.
We love you so much.
Love you too.
Please don't leave us.
Yeah,
we'll be ever so sad.
And if you liked this, please tweet about it and tell us, because we're going to keep doing more and we'd like to get this ball rolling again.
That's a funny question. That's a funny thing you say, Pats, because actually I'm going to go. Sorry, bye.
Okay, cool. Word of mouth is the most powerful communication. Thank you. Bye.
Hey, Piggy!
This is a sound check.
Mbop.
Mbop.
Bachuadua oobop.
Pop on the mic.
Pop my bottom pop. In a pretty piss poor pink.
Piddle.
Piddle pot.
Piddle pot. Normally I talk like this.
I normally talk like this.
This is so unusual looking.
I know.
This never happens. And I've got, because of where the thing is under the table, I've got to sit sort of side saddle.
Oh, even better.
So I feel a bit like
I get to kind of lean over on the table and be like, what do you think about the economy?
Oh, this looks... Oh, we might even be a little low. One sec.